From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. German police attempted to disperse dozens of protesters in the early hours of Sunday after a largely peaceful march on Saturday against a G20 summit of global leaders in Hamburg. After leaders had left Hamburg, police turned on water cannons to disperse remaining protesters, many drunk, who started throwing bottles and other objects. After emergency services said they were treating injured people but gave no numbers, tensions had been high all day after riots on Friday night when radicals looted shops, torched cars, and hurled objects. In the last 3 days, more than 200 police officers have been injured. Some 143 people have been arrested and 122 taken into custody. Iraqi authorities will imminently announce a final victory in the battle to recapture Mosul from Islamic State Group. The jihadists that remain in Mosul are fighting to the death in a tiny area just 2 blocks of the old city next to the Tigris River. U.S. Brigadier General Robert Sofke says that those remain are desperate, and some are trying to blend in with fleeing civilians by shaving their beards and changing their clothes. Others are playing dead and detonating explosive vests as Iraqi security forces come close. Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez was released from prison and placed under house arrest Saturday after more than 3 years in a military lockup. Speculation that Lopez's pre-dawn transfer may have been part of a larger deal that was sparked in part by a government truth commission statement saying that as part of its work to defuse tensions. The commission had asked the judicial system to evaluate applying alternative formulas for those imprisoned. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Ukraine's capital and a meeting with the country's president following the G20 summit. VOA's Steve Reddish reports.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Kiev to demonstrate U.S. support for Ukraine's president Petro Poroshenko. Tillerson said the U.S. remains fully committed to the objectives of the Minsk agreements, a 13-point plan that starts with the ceasefire and withdrawal of heavy weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine and includes constitutional reforms by the Ukrainian government. Wednesday, a senior State Department official said that there is no better option out there than the Minsk agreements. While in Ukraine, Tillerson will meet with groups of young reformers from government and civil society. I'm Steve Reddish, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to boost exports of American liquefied natural gas, or LNG, to Central Europe, challenging Russia's dominance of the market. Henry Ridgewell has the story.
President Trump put gas at the top of the business agenda in Poland.
And America stands ready to help Poland and other European nations diversify their energy supplies so that you can never be held hostage to a single supplier.
Up to now, that supplier has been Russia. Energy analyst Gregor Malecki, a former head of Poland's foreign intelligence agency, says Russia will be watching with interest. But Russia has plans of its own. Initially scheduled to open in 2019, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline would double its capacity to export gas directly to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Eastern European states want the project blocked.
If we want to have United States LNG supplies in Central Europe, we also want to see the United States getting tough on Nord Stream 2, which means getting tough on Russia.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Warsaw.
Thousands of troops patrolled Indian Kashmir on Saturday as authorities imposed widespread restrictions to foil protests planned for the anniversary of a local militant leader, Burhan Wani. Internet services were shut down and police raised barricades between neighborhoods. Police also fired tear gas in at least 4 different places where protesters had attempted to march in the streets. Two physicians from Western nations visited ailing Nobel Peace laureate Liu Xiaobo in Chinese hospitals on Saturday. A hospital statement said the doctors who met with Liu approved of his treatment. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. And also follow VOA on social media platforms for instantaneous updates. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.